man survives by the guidance of his distinctive form of consciousness, by the guidance of his conceptual faculty. This is the first fact about man's nature that must be understood. His emotional capacity is man's automatic barometer of what is for him or against him within the context of his knowledge and values. According to the values he selects, he makes the motivational power of his emotions work in the service of his life or against it. When an organism ceases to perform the actions necessary to maintain its structural integrity, it dies. For all living entities, action is a necessity of survival. Biologically, inactivity is death. The action that an organism must perform is both internal and external. In the choice to focus or not to focus, to think or not to think, to activate the conceptual level of his consciousness or to suspend it. And in this choice alone is man psychologically free. Man must focus his mind. He must set it to the task of active integration. To focus is to move from a lower level of awareness to a higher level, to move from relative mental passivity to purposeful mental activity. The decision to focus and to think, once made, does not continue to direct a man's mind unceasingly thereafter, with no further effort required. Just as the state of full consciousness must be initiated volitionally, so it must be maintained volitionally. Man must continue to monitor and regulate his own mental activity. Man's life and well-being depend upon his maintaining a proper cognitive contact with reality, and this requires a full mental focus, maintained as a way of life, as a way of being. It means that one must know what one's mind is doing. The more consistently a man maintains a policy of being in full mental focus, of thinking, of judging the facts of reality that confront him, of knowing what he is doing and why, the easier and more seemingly natural the process becomes. It is too clear to him that reality is not and can never be his enemy, that he has nothing to gain from self-inflicted blindness and everything to lose. This does not mean that for such a man the policy of rationality becomes automatic. It will always remain volitional. Free will, in the widest meaning of the term, is the doctrine that man is capable of performing actions which are not determined by forces outside his control. Man's free will consists of a single basic choice: to focus or not to focus, to think or not to think. A man is free to think or not to think. But he is not free to escape the fact that if he fails to think, if he characteristically evades facing any facts or issues which he finds unpleasant, he will set in motion a complex chain of destructive psychological consequences. Free will does not mean arbitrary, omnipotent power, unlimited power over the workings of one's own mind. The content of man's emotions is the product of his rational faculty. His emotions are a derivative and a consequence which cannot be understood without reference to the conceptual power of his consciousness. He cannot escape the necessity of selecting values and making value judgments. A man's values are the product of the thinking he has done or has failed to do. Values can be a manifestation of rationality and mental health, or of irrationality and neurosis. They can grow out of self-confidence and benevolence, or out of self-doubt and fear. They can be motivated by the desire to achieve happiness, or by the desire to minimize pain. They can be born out of the desire to use one's mind, or the desire to escape it. A man regards a falling bomb as bad for him because he is aware of his own mortality. If he were physically indestructible, he would appraise the bomb's significance differently. One's conscious or subconscious view of one's own person, whether one appraises oneself correctly or not, is implicit in one's value judgments. The degree of a man's self-confidence or lack of it, and the extent to which he regards the universe as open or closed to his understanding and action, these will necessarily affect the goals he will set for himself. Whether a man's emotional mechanism brings him happiness or suffering depends on its programming. It depends on the validity and consistency of his values. His emotional apparatus is a machine. Man is its driver. Man must discover the actions his life requires. If a man is to avoid repression, he must be prepared to face any thought and any emotion and consider them rationally, secure in the conviction that he will not act without knowing what he is doing. Ignorance is not bliss, not in any area of man's life, and certainly not with regard to the contents of his own mind. Repressed material does not cease to exist. It is merely driven underground to affect a man in ways he does not know, causing reactions he is helpless to account for, and sometimes exploding into neurotic symptoms. Repression devastates more than a man's emotions. Rational awareness is not the cold hand that kills. It is the power that liberates. There is no value judgment more important to man, no factor more decisive in his psychological development and motivation than the estimate he passes on himself. It is involved in his every emotional response. The nature of his self-evaluation has profound effects on a man's thinking processes, emotions, desires, values, and goals. It is the single most significant key to his behavior. Man controls his mind's activity and growth by the goals he sets, by the assignments he gives to his consciousness. If he holds to the will to understand, he thereby activates a process of growth and development which continually raises his mind's power. The fact that he fears to perform some action is not proof that he should avoid performing it. The fact that he desires to perform some action is not proof that he should perform it. Emotions are not adequate guides to action. All awareness is necessarily selective. In any particular moment, there is far more in the world around him than a man could possibly focus on. Thus, he must choose to aim his attention in a given direction to the exclusion of others. Man is a self-programmer. To an extent immeasurably greater than any other living species, he has the ability to retain, integrate, and automatize knowledge. As a man develops, the quantity of programmed data in his brain grows immeasurably, expanding the range and efficacy of his mind. Cognitions, evaluations, physical skills, all are programmed and automatized in the course of normal human development. It is this programming, retained on the subconscious level, that makes possible man's continued intellectual growth. When a man's mind is an active focus, the goal or purpose he has set determines what material will be fed to him from the subconscious. Anxiety is still a sign of life, of conflict and struggle, and therefore of possible victory.